Welcome to one of the most unique radio shows in the entire world. It's the biggest names in rock and metal doing their songs acoustically. My name is Kramer. This is show number 36, and today I'm about to do the show I've tried not to do since we started doing this show back in April, and that is doing a 90s grunge unplugged show. Not only that, but the entire show is going to be double shots. Now, I was in my 20s the entire decade of the 90s. I went to see Pearl Jam. I went to see Alice in Chains. I went to see Candlebox in combat boots with flannel and in shorts. I lived it. I lived it. And when I hear these songs, it's almost like a... You ever have a, you smell something that you haven't smelt in a long time, and it does something to you, and it transports you back? That's what this music does for me. And in my opinion, that was the best decade for rock music. Yeah, you can disagree, but damn it, I'm right. Let's crank it up with some Pearl Jam.
This
make up your mind
is the real stuff.
So love me when I'm gone.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Strut.
Even though thoughts are up like
Unplugged and Stripped. Sunday Stripped.
Dude.
Sunday Stripped, Acoustic Rock That Rocks, Jeremy by Pearl Jam. You know, I don't think many people know what that song is about, and I read this the other day. I didn't know what it was about. Eddie Vedder read a newspaper article, and it actually was from a newspaper. It's not far from where I live here in Dallas. It was Richardson, Texas. And this kid was sad. He was in a classroom. He was 14 years old. And he went to get something out of class, came back, and stood in front of the class and shot himself. And Eddie Vedder said he didn't want that moment to just be some flippant article in the newspaper, and that he wanted to talk about that kid and talk about suicide to people. So to bring, what a great thing to do. Somebody asked me the other day what my favorite band from the 90s was, actually my friend Amy. I started naming off the ones that first came to mind, and Silverchair is my number one. And every time I say that, people are like, what? Silverchair? I've gone to see Silverchair about 3 times back in their day, and I don't think I've ever seen a better live band, and they do not get enough credit. Those shows just, I mean, it was one of those shows where you just left, and for the next hour, you just kept thinking about it. Oh my God, it was good. And my number two is Candlebox. I think if they had had a better label and didn't put that second record out so quickly, those dudes would have been much bigger than they were. So let's do a twofer from Candlebox.
Sunday Stripped. Sunday Stripped.
Now maybe I didn't mean to treat you bad, but I did it anyway. Now maybe some say your life was saved, but you lived it anyway. So maybe your friends are standing around, they watch you crumble as you fall to the ground. And someday your friends are standing beside you, were flying. Oh, you were flying on so high. Then someday people look at you, what they call their own, they watch you suffer. They hear you calling home. But then someday we could take our time, brush your leaves aside so you can reach us. Hey, if I do, let me find me. Now, maybe I didn't mean to treat you all so bad, but I did it you were, but you couldn't share the pain. Now no, 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 couldn't share the pain and watch you suffer. So maybe I could have made my own mistakes, but I live with what I know. Yeah, maybe we might share in something great. But won't you look at where you're gone now? Won't you look at where you're gone? Then someday comes tomorrow. It's a sense of what I feel for you in my mind as you trip the final line. That cold day when you lost control. Shame you left my life so soon. You should have told me. Oh, if I do, let me find it. I didn't mean to treat you all so bad, but I did it anyway.
come and say your lips be what you wear. Oh, but you couldn't share your pain, now, now.
Probably conceived to this next song in the back seat of a Corolla. Ew. Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
Cover me, yeah, and I walk along. You cover me, yeah, when my stance stumbles on. You cover me, yeah, let's trip on through the sands of time. You cover me, cause I've been brown and I've lost my mind. Lost my man, yeah. But you care for me. Won't you give me shelter from this storm? And over me, yeah, melts into the light. And over me, yeah, you fade on through the night. And over me, yeah, you see the things that I need. And over me, you will see this hate I breathe. Yeah, you under me, and you will question my authority. You under me, and you will lose almost everything you know. You under me. You will feel this pain over you. You under me, oh. Never change, never change that fucking thing. Not a fucking thing, macho. You cover me, love.
shelter from this storm. Cover me, won't you cover me? Cover me, don't you cover me? Cover me, give me shelter from this storm.
Acoustic rock that rocks. What's up? It's Kramer. Cover me. The message of that song, pretty simple. He's vulnerable. He is going through a bad time, an emotional time, and he wants somebody to comfort him. That's what the song is about. I've interviewed Kevin Martin, lead singer, I don't know, 10 times maybe over the years, and every time he came in, I got him to play a song from Candlebox that I liked. And one time, and I kept trying to put off asking him to play You, because I was like, the dude's got to hate when people ask him to do that. So I finally asked him to do it, and I said, look, if you don't want to do it, I'm totally cool with it. I'm your biggest fan. So if you don't want to play it, don't worry about it. He goes, well, you know what? He goes, I never turn that down. And I never get tired of playing it. And he goes, that one song has paid all of this band's bills for almost 30 years.
It's about the music. It's about what's behind the music.
I'm not a huge fan of the song. The thing that happened at the time was the people at the record label, the guy that ran the record label, really, really loved the demo. And I've come to love it in a whole new way through playing live shows all these years.
Sunday Stripped.
Welcome back to Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. My name is Kramer, longtime rock radio host, did the Gypsy Vagabond lifestyle. You know, this is the show that I've tried not to do since we've been doing the show in April. And I'm so pumped to do this. We're doing grunge 90s acoustic rock. And the next band, I would say, from my experience of talking to bands and reading about bands, that this band is one of the second or third most respected bands from the grunge bands in that era. Even Nirvana used to talk about how damn good Alice in Chains was. And Alice in Chains was around in the 80s. They were a very old band, and I don't think people realize that. Like, they had albums out in 87, 88, and didn't come to prominence until, you know, 93, 94, whenever that bomb exploded. So let's do some Chains.
The greatest rock and metal songs of all time. Unplugged. This is Sunday Strip.
Serenading your senses with stripped down rock magnificence. This is Sunday Stripped.
Softly in this world.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. To hear past shows, hit up sundaystripped.com. There you go, Alice in Chains. I was going back and I was listening to some of the old Alice in Chains and didn't realize how many major hits they had. And I remember all this music. It takes me back so profoundly. And I can remember just how hard it hit. We have not seen anything in the rock music industry like that since that time. Not even close. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who's also in rock radio, and he said, I don't think we'll ever see it again. And I said, eventually it'll happen, but I don't think it will be anytime soon. Maybe in the next 20 years we'll have somebody that has some balls to do something different. All right, let's continue on. Let's do some Bush.
Sunday Strip
with Kramer.
All this time.
Sunday Stripped.
Face could love you more. You got beautiful taste. Don't let the days go by. Could have been easier on you. I couldn't change though I wanted to. Should have been easier by three. Our old friend Fair, you and me. Yes, it rained. Days go by. Glycerine, glycerine. Bad moon, white again. Bad moon, white again. Bad moon, white again. As she falls around me, I needed you more when we wanted us less. I could not kiss, just regress. It might just be pure, simple, and plain. But that's just fine, that's just one of my names. Don't let the days go by. Could have been easier on you, you, you. Yes, it rained. Yes, it rained. Yes, it rained. Yes, it rained.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. We're doing grunge today. 90s grunge, as if there were another decade of grunge. Could you imagine 80s grunge with Poison? Up next, the band that when you think grunge, this is who you think of. I remember being, God, I don't know, 23 maybe, when the news broke that Kurt Cobain killed himself. I remember the rock radio format was so huge at that time due to grunge music that when somebody like a Kurt Cobain killed themselves, it affected young kids so badly that they missed school. And that was before we had snowflakes, remember? And I remember bringing on a psychologist to take calls from little kids. It seemed like every caller that we got was a little kid crying, and the psychologist working him through it was very powerful. It was like 2 hours long that we did that. So let's do some Nirvana.
Unplugged and Stripped. Sunday Stripped.
Yes, I want you to be. There's a friend, there's a friend. Yes, I know land of me. Take your time, hurry up. Just it's yours, don't be late. Take your rest, there's a friend. Yes, I know. Yeah.
Sunday Script, acoustic rock that rocks. There you go. A twofer from Nirvana. Grunge, rock, alt, all of that kind of mixed together. And we saw fashion that we had never seen. We saw bands that were writing about things that had never really been written about, because back in the 80s, everything was like sex and doing blow and making money, driving sports cars. And this was the absolute antithesis of that. It was the opposite completely. And you had bands like Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Alice in Chains and the Smashing Pumpkins and, the list goes on and on. But you had bands that were writing about being angry. And for the first time, kids related to that stuff. And I did, you know? I mean, hey, when you went to one of those shows, it was a way to get all of that stuff out of you. If you want to hear past shows, go to sundayscript.com. I love you all. I consider you family. Thank you for listening. Thanks to all the stations that are faithfully airing the show. Couldn't appreciate it more. Have an awesome week. I love you. I'll see you next Sunday.